Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:03. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Good morning. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. All day today, we are sizing up the Falcons' defense, the Commanders' offense. But real quick, belated birthday shout out to AJ Terrell, turning the big 2-7 yesterday. I know he's been week to week. When do you think we're going to find out his status for this upcoming game on Sunday?
That's a Squid Billy question more than it is a me question.
Squid, when will we find out?
Well, you'll get an update today, Allie. They'll ask him, and he'll say, yeah, he's week to week. We're going to – and you'll know everything on where he's at while Allie answers. Well, we're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to work him out on the side, or he's going to go limited today, or you'll know whatever his practice – workout work is like. So I tend to think that week to week meant he was going to miss it. I knew at least last week, and I tend to think maybe another week. It really seems like they're trying to get to the bye, which is what, next week, and then get him back for is it a Sunday night or a Monday night game with Buffalo? They all run together for me. And that would be when they kind of get him back. So if that look you Allie, Mike can tell you, and I know you probably know this because you're a runner and you do all these things. These soft tissue injuries, if they don't heal fully, they linger. And sometimes they can linger anyways, but they will linger. And that's a position you really don't want lingering.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Absolutely. What is the verbiage today, though, that you'll hear, Bo, and you're like, okay, he's playing? You know, because I mean, I don't read through the lines like you do.
If they change it from week to week to day to day, I would think that he's trending towards playing.
Okay.
Because why change the designation of that status? Allie, I've told everybody I don't. And Mike, I wonder what you think about this. I never care about any day of the week except for Friday. If you don't practice on Friday, you ain't playing. Most of the time, because Friday is kind of a final finishing touches, walkthrough type practice. Now, I want Mike to correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the way I've always looked at it.
No, I completely agree. If it's an injury designation and you don't practice on Friday, now sometimes you see the vet rest day or, you know, one of those things that have come out, like your GPS tracker is dinging red. Not injury related. Like, come on, man. That's just another thing crazy about today's world with sports. But yeah, I'm with you on that. If it's injury related on Friday, I'll be curious to see if it is limited today, though. Like, is he out or is it limited?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with Bo. I don't expect him to play this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, maybe the situation the Falcons have found themselves in, or they're wanting to, and they look so bad a week ago, but it's not like it was the defense just getting routed. Maybe that lends itself to AJ being like, man, I got to go. Like, I, you know, if you know, and Terry McLaurin being day to day adds another layer to this whole thing, because, and it's not like AJ travels with him. We talked to him about that a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. Like, I feel like he probably wants to get back very badly, and that's the kind of player he is. But at the same time, you're a week away from a bye week, and then you also have a long week after that for a Monday Night Buffalo game. So not playing this week really, really can get you back towards 100% if you can take just another couple weeks off. So yeah. I'll be curious.
I mean, we've had AJ in the studio with us, and you can just see the fire in his eyes. So obviously he wants to get back and be on the field. Now, with, like you just mentioned, Terry McLaurin potentially out this weekend, how does that change the game for the Falcons, or does it?
I think Bo brought up a good point earlier that, you know, with Debo, with all the things that Debo does, how does it change the game plan for Debo Samuel? And I wanted to go through this a little bit, Bo. Like, a lot of times when you have a guy like Cliff Kingsbury and you have a Swiss Army knife like Debo Samuel, this is the danger in having a guy like a Debo, because I've seen this happen where you game plan for a guy in a specific situation. Hey, I'm going to teach Debo Samuel to run wildcat. I'm going to teach him wide zone, and I'm going to teach him how he fits in and all this. And if they get dinged up in that situation, there's really not a backup for him. That's the danger. Like, if you build your game plan around Debo Samuel, this is not like, oh, if Penix goes down, you put Kirk Cousins in. Or if Drake London goes down, you put Kadir. That's not how this is. Debo is like one of one, the way he goes about business. So I think they've built a lot of the game plan. If you remove him from that situation and he has to do more things at wide receiver because of Terry McLaurin, I think a lot of things change. But it's very clear to me watching the tape, Bo, that they built this game plan around the fact that Jaden Daniels was not playing. When you look at the heavy personnel, when you look at Debo taking direct passes, when you look at Marcus Mariota running run plays from the quarterback position, they did a nice job kind of pivoting without Jaden Daniels at quarterback.
Yeah, and after watching the first three drives, and then got to the first, I thought, man, Debo is going to have 30 carries in this game, or 30 touches, and then and then you get through more film, and then you go pull up a card, and he only touched the ball, not counting kickoffs, five times, which was crazy. But they built it around you paying attention to Debo, and Debo had the big kickoff return to start the game, and then that first drive he's very active. They slowly used him less and really got into this. I mean, the diversity of their run game, with McNichols got four touches, Mariota carried it six, Rodriguez had what, over 10, Krosky Merritt had around 10, and then Debo had a few. I mean, they ran the ball 32 times. They ran a college game plan, a college offense, yeah, last week against the Raiders, and they did it with multiple looks where they had the jumbo. I call it the jumbo package, where they have an extra tackle out there, right, and a tight end with him. But then I sent you a screenshot, and I'm sure you probably saw it too, where you just weren't as excited about it maybe as I was, where they had an unbalanced line where they had their left tackle over on the right side, and it was a wildcat formation out of it, yeah, with Debo. So They really mixed it in. I mean, this team, they had over 400 yards of total offense last week, but it was. I hate saying these kind of terms, but I rarely feel like an NFL team with the talent you have schemes their way into something. But they schemed their way into 400 yards with all these different looks. Having three guys in the backfield, not counting Mark the quarterback. It was a bunch of weird little formations and things that almost like a wishbone type stuff.
And that leads me to my next question, because I got jealous.
Out of the pistol.
I got jealous watching tape. I really did. And he talked about the unbalance, and then there's jumbo, which you go unbalanced. And the Falcons tried to pull an unbalanced play last week. When they were going fourth and one, had to take delay a game, they were an unbalanced look. Jake Matthews was at right tight end spot. He moved over from left tackle. And then I think you had Charlie Warner on the backside playing left tackle as a tight end. I want to bring Dylan in on this conversation, because I know what Bo's response is going to be, but I want to bring Dylan into this. What percentage of Falcons fans, Dylan, do you think would take Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach right now for the Atlanta Falcons? Like, what percentage do you think would be like, I would do that in a heartbeat?
His eyebrows just hit the ceiling, by the way.
As a head coach?
Like, right now, how many what percentage of Falcons fans, be it 40%, be it 60%, that you think would say, I'd take Cliff Kingsbury right now as the head coach of the Falcons?
I'll say 35%. I think 35%. I think more people are less down on Raheem Morris. Now, there are some down on Raheem Morris, of course, after what happened. They think, you know, he can't control the clock and this, that, and the third and all these things. But I still think there's a lot of belief in Raheem Morris. Now, if you ask me about OC, I would say like 90%.
Yeah,
about
That's why I didn't even say that. Yeah.
But head coach, I only think 35%. Yeah. I think there's about 35%.
Wow. That's a lower number. But I'd be curious to get your thought on that. Because what percentage of Falcons fans do you think would take him right now?
Well, based on the they that I've interacted with, like 80%. Wow. Just because it would mean
squeaky
just
wheel
because
gets
they
the
want
grease.
To get yeah. Just because they want to get rid of Raheem. Here's the problem. This is what drives me nuts. Everyone wants to bring up Raheem's record in Tampa, which is fine. You have a right to do that because it's part of his coaching record. And let's just go with Dylan's number. Because Dylan's 35%, right? Is what he said that would take Cliff Kingsbury. How many of that 35% remember what Cliff Kingsbury record was in Arizona and how big of a debacle, other than one season, which Raheem also had one season in Tampa, how big of a debacle that was? So
it was bad.
I just think that dude, we live in and sports is one of the worst about it, and I get it because of, you know, what it is, and I'm a fan too, but you're never happy with your guy. You're always, everybody else's grass is greener, and it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't always work that way. What if it's too hot in your yard? There's not enough shade for that type of grass. You never know. I mean, you just don't know until you get that grass, and then you realize, you know what?
Yeah, you
gotta
buy
the grass. Wasn't too bad.
Got to buy the sod first.
But where does consistency come into this? Because to overhaul a whole system with a new head coach, doesn't that just shake things up? You know, I mean, some of these guys, they've got, you know, new coaches this year, and they're learning a whole new system. Consistency has to play a key in here.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I want to be very clear. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach.
Right.
The reason I asked the question the way I did is because I know there's a lot of people that would take him right now, and that's the frustration level you have with not only Raheem, but with Zach Robinson. I am very frustrated with Zach Robinson. I don't put it all on Raheem. I do think that there is a level of blame that you hired two first-time coordinators when you did get the job. So I'd be curious to see the way he kind of fights out of that. And Bo, I had this thought earlier when Allie and I were talking. Like, you were allowed to change the Jimmy Lake hire and move on from him and hire a seasoned defensive coordinator. I don't know that Raheem's going to get that, the ability to do that with the offense. I don't know that he's going to have the timeline to be able to say, you know what, probably wasn't the right hire. Let me go get somebody that's done this before.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, and let's see how this – look, I think, you know, I saw some of our listeners wanting to tattletale to Dukes and Bell that I said don't use the word panic. And I think it's funny because I don't panic after 3 games. If you do, that says a lot about the human being and character of you. What I would say is that if this season pans out where your defense has a chance to really save you, your offense this year, it really does. And I think we've seen that a little bit already. So if you get through this season and you're around 9-8 or something like that, I think you can make that move. So that to me is one thing. I've also heard, I've already seen people say, well, let's make Ulbrich the interim. And I'm like, do you guys forget last year where a team decided to fire their DC and Robert Saleh? I mean, their coach and Robert Saleh, and Ulbrich was the interim. And then you know what happened? Could the defense suffered because he's no longer just he's now everywhere. So I think we just need to take a step back and let's see what happens this week, because I think this week is very big. I'm going to tell you something. You go out and lay an egg this week.
Oh, yeah.
All bets are off the table. I will be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah.
And I mean lay an egg where you lose 27-3 at home or something like that. There is – some of you want to use the word scapegoat. There might be one or two more scapegoats.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, as we get ready for Sunday, I do want to remind you that this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me out at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. Other prizes come with it. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to the Washington game. Be like Chris from Carrollton a few weeks ago. He was there Saturday, got the tickets to the Tampa game, was at the game on Sunday. So come see me Saturday from noon to 2 at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. We're going to talk about that signing to the Giants yesterday. It feels eerie to me. I'm happy for him, but it feels... it just doesn't feel right. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.